much agonised discussion in the media again this week about whether Britain stands on the brink of a double dip recession. In many ways, it seems to me to be quite beside the point because, in fact, since 2008, the British economy has been in a depression. If you understand depression as meaning the gap between what the economy was able to produce before the slump of 2008 began and what it is actually producing today. Depending on how you read the figures, the British economy is still running cumulatively at 7% below the productive capacity which it was able to exert at the height of the previous economic cycle. If you factor into that as well the basic trend growth which has been in the British economy since the Second World War, running somewhere between 2 and 3%, then in fact the British economy should now be operating at 14% above current levels. That is a huge depression in the productive capacity of Britain as a nation, and that's how you see the huge rise in unemployment announced again this week being best explained. You can never say it too often, but there is a different way of doing things. The only way out of the depression that the economy currently experiences is by generating growth. And growth is generated through demand for goods and services. So, an immediate cut in VAT, a willingness to look at employer national insurance contributions, and a sustained programme of capital works in order to prepare for the economy of the future, and in Wales that would quite certainly mean a concentration on the renewable energy sector, are all measures which are standing there waiting to be used by a Chancellor who is prepared to recognise the real seriousness of the position which Britain faces.